Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There go the runners. The throw from Maine and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 1-0, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Saberhagen. Randolph scores. Stubbs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randolph can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randolph can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brett moves to third. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Benzinger hits a line drive off the glove of Sheffield, and into shallow left field. Benzinger reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Eisenreich moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spears hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Spears reaches second base with a double. Hamilton moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spears tags and scores. Molitor tags and moves to third. Randolph tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Maine moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards second. Randolph catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Maine moves to third. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Bichette. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Bichette steals second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Benzinger hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brett scores. Eisenreich moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota bunts towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Benzinger moves to second. One out. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Main is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Main hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich scores. Benzinger moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive in front of the plate. Surhoff can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Main and he is out, Shumpert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball for a single. Benzinger moves to third. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Main is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Main hits a line drive for a single. Benzinger scores. Pecota moves to second. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Darren Holmes now pitching. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Shumpert bunts towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Pecota moves to third. Main moves to second. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Brett reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground for a single. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Main is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Main hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krim. McRae moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 5-4, Royals. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Royals. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 7-4, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Maine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing left field. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheffield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bichette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops it up and throws to first, with Montgomery covering, for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.